I am concerned about Sudan further escalating, and we're seeing growing involvement by regional actors, especially from the Gulf, with primarily with the UAE. And these outside actors really don't have Sudan's stability or citizen participation at heart. And so I am concerned that we're on a track where Sudan will be a focus of regional competition through proxy forces. So it is very important that we escalate diplomacy, get to a ceasefire and a negotiated settlement. As part of that settlement, Sudanese citizens need to be at the center of any resolution. They have been sidelined in this conflict between two military actors neither of which have of popular support. And so there is a coalition of civilian actors. There's a long tradition of active civil society groups in Sudan. Really, the focus needs to be elevating their posture, their presence at the negotiating table, so that we can find a solution that's going to be in the best interest of Sudanese citizens.
And you are right. Sudan's civilian movement has been scattered. Political parties are struggling to form a common platform. Since the civil war broke out last year, a succession of efforts to bring the warring parties to the neighboring table has failed. The United States, Saudi talks in Jeddah, Egyptian initiative, and repeated efforts by the African leaders.
It's going to require sustained engagement, for sure. And the longer the conflict goes on, the more complicated it becomes. And we can fully expect that there will be fragmentation on each side of this conflict the longer it goes. And as external actors, vie to control different proxy leaders and proxy forces. And so I do think it's important for the United Nations to reassert its role. I think the troika of countries that have long been key supporters in Sudan, so bringing in the United States and European interests who don't have sights on seizing Sudanese territory or threatening Sudanese sovereignty, I think they need to be brought back into a greater extent so that you have honest brokers and that, again, are willing to elevate Sudanese citizen interest. And I can't emphasize that enough, that it's citizen interests that have been sidelined in this conflict. This isn't a civil conflict in that you have two parts of a population fighting each other. These are two military factions that are fighting each other, and citizens have been the bystanders. And so we need to reverse that, get citizens back at the forefront of these negotiations, and really then need to, after reaching a ceasefire, walking back the political interest of those military actors and helping them find palatable exit strategies so that Sudan can be reintegrated and maintained as a inclusive and sovereign state that is representing Sudanese citizen interest.
And lastly, Mr. Siegel, Sudan has become a cockpit in which the rising powers of the Middle East seek to gain advantage over their rivals, this outside influence, Egypt and Saudi Arabia, as well as relative newcomers such as Iran, Qatar, and Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, all these countries involved to gain advantage.
Absolutely. Sudan's strategic location, bordering the Red Sea, but bordering Africa and the Arab world, makes this Sudan conflict far more serious and far more consequential than just an ordinary civil war, as devastating as that is for the country itself. But it definitely ramps up the stakes. And you have regional powers who see the conflict in Sudan as an opportunity to expand their influence and to create a de facto vassal state in Sudan. And so it is a very serious threat that will have long-term implications for the region.